Item 1, from the County Executive appointing Mr. Bill Christofferson to the War Memorial Corporation Board of Trustees for a term expiring October 31st, 2017.
Welcome, Ms. Colton.
Thank you, Chairman, Supervisors. I'm here today to introduce Bill Christofferson as our appointee to the War Memorial Board. For the last several years, Bill has served as a member of the Board of Directors of the Milwaukee Homeless Veterans Initiatives, which he can share more about. He is the immediate past president and current development chair of the initiative. Basically, they do outreach to at-risk homeless veterans to help them reach a level of independence, and I can let him speak more about that organization.
Thank you. Mr. Christofferson, are there comments you'd like to share with us?
Well, I haven't prepared any, but I was...
You're never at a loss for words as far as I recall.
I'm happy to have this opportunity and to be nominated for this position. I finally, successfully, after about three tries, have successfully retired now, and so I'm dividing my time between primarily working with the Homeless Veterans Initiative for the last... well, 4 or 5 years, and being a grandpa. So the Homeless Veterans Initiative, maybe I could tell you a little bit about it. I can wait if you'd rather.
No, please.
Well, we started 5 years ago with just a couple of Vietnam vets. I'm a Vietnam vet myself, who wanted to find a way to help homeless veterans in Milwaukee. And they started in a really small way, just going out two hours a week to repairs of the breach, where homeless people gather during the daytime, sitting at a table with a sign saying they were looking for veterans, to kind of see how many there were and what their needs were and what we could do to help. And at the beginning, it was just giving out bus tickets so they could get to appointments at the VA or medical appointments or what have you. And over time, it grew. We began to do early morning outreach to go out at 4 o'clock in the morning to find homeless vets where they sleep overnight. We've since expanded that to beyond that. We do it in shelters and meal sites and places that they gather during the daytime, too. The programs have adapted over the last 4 years. There's been some trial and error, and we've now hit upon a couple of unique programs that one in particular that no one else in Milwaukee, and as far as we know, no one else in the state does, and we call it our home support program. We discovered that when a homeless vet finally gets a place to live, and most of them are coming out of treatment, a residential treatment, probably at the VA, where they've been living on the grounds in a domiciliary and have been treated for alcohol or drugs or PTSD or what have you. When they get out of there, now there are programs through HUD and the VA, the HUD-VASH program, that will give them a rent subsidy and a voucher that will allow them to get an apartment. But in a lot of cases, all they have is the key and nothing else. They're sleeping on the floor. They come to the food pantry and they get a can of soup, but they don't have a saucepan or a can opener or a bowl or a spoon and no money in most cases to buy anything. So what we do now is we accept donations of everything from furniture to household items to linens and toiletries. And we now get referrals because we've gotten established. At the beginning, we were just driving around the east side, frankly, looking to see what was out on the curb that we might be able to salvage and give to some of these vets. Now, we get referrals from the VA when people are getting out of there, and also with the Center for Veterans Issues, where they have transitional housing. When somebody's leaving there into an apartment, they put them in touch with us. We basically furnish everything they need to set up housekeeping and start a new life. It's everything from furniture to linens to household and kitchen items to toiletries, the first basket of food to get them going. And in some ways it sounds kind of mundane, but it's really life-changing for a lot of these people. And we now have done that. We moved in almost 600 vets in the last 3 years. We're doing about 25 move-ins a month right now. We have three people working on the program who all were formerly homeless veterans themselves. So in a small way, it's a jobs program too. The only other thing we do, I should just quickly mention, we have an emergency food pantry, which is not one that people come to every week or one that we advertise, but one that caseworkers and other people know about, and they make referrals to us when somebody has some short-term crisis and needs help, and we bring them what they need to get through the next few days or whatever.
Thank you. Questions by committee members? Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning, Mr. Christopherson. Nice to meet you. I appreciate all the work you did. It was interesting and it was good to hear. I want to see if you were aware of Supervisor Mayo's sleepover for the homeless tonight at Dineen Park.
Tonight? No, I'm not, actually.
Yeah, he's hosting a sleepover this evening, and he will be collecting supplies and materials for homeless. And that's in Dineen Park, so I don't know if you're available, but I encourage you to come visit tonight. All right, welcome to the War Memorial Corporation Board, and I think you'll be a great addition. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Madam Chair?
Thank you. I just wanted to make sure, I'll just stand here. Good morning, members of the committee, Chairwoman Marina Dimitrovich. I wanted to get on the record for my constituent, Bill Christopherson. He did an excellent job talking about some of his work. In fact, it goes well beyond that. He lives very close to South Shore Park, and I've known him for many years, and he's contributed to our community in many ways, and I think this is an excellent appointment by County Executive Abley, and I ask you to support it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If the committee would pardon my late arrival, and in fact, with their unanimous consent, I'd like to be recorded as present. But also, Mr. Chair, I ask if, has anybody moved approval?
Not yet.
In this, well, Mr. Chair, if I may then have the honor of moving approval for Mr. Christopherson.
Oh, very good. We have a motion to approve. Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was going to do that, but Mr. Christopherson, you're talking about your program with the homeless vets. Do you work out of an office or work out of your home?
I primarily work out of my home because I'm the development chair right now. I'm primarily raising the money and doing the grant writing and so on. But the operation, we operate out of a facility at 72nd and Fond du Lac that the city of Milwaukee has made available to us. It's a former public works facility that had been vacant for about 5 years that we have been able to use at a dollar a year lease where we pay utilities, and the city has allowed us to use that. There's both a building, the former garage there that we use as the warehouse, and then we also have a volunteer center and office that works out of there. So,
And the reason I ask, and in your eloquence as far as what these veterans are given as far as food and furniture. What about clothes? I didn't hear you say clothes. Do they need clothes?
Oh yeah, we do clothing, and in fact on Friday morning, the Marcus Center for the Performing Arts is holding a winter coat and socks drive for us from 7 to 10 in the morning out in the driveway there. It's partly in connection with a production that they're doing on Veterans Day that it in part is going to benefit us. In fact, I don't know if I have enough of these. I could pass that around if
sure.
But yes, when we do the early morning outreach,
and I don't mean to cut you short. There's a reason I ask, and that is that right down from the VA, roughly 4 or 5 blocks west, is you might be familiar with it, called Father Gene's Help Center?
Yes.
Okay. My folks actually have been running that for the last 10, 15 years. Now, it's only open from 9 to 12, okay, but they got a ton of stuff. And I'll be happy to tell him that you might be stopping over, or if you want to give him a call, they could make all kinds of arrangements as far as clothes for your people.
Okay, that would be great.
So I'll tell him, his name is Don Borkowski. I will tell him that you'll give him a call. How's that?
Good, thank you.
It's 258-9023.
Other comments by committee members? Questions? Well, I think this will afford you the opportunity to have further positive impact on the lives of veterans. This appointment, Mr. Christofferson, and we welcome your service.
Thank you.
If there are no further questions, please call the roll.
On the motion to approve, Supervisors Rainey.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Staskunas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
And we'll compare notes down the line on being new grandfathers.
Thank you.
Item number 2, please.